Great Destinations Radio Show with Kerry Jones.
Karen Edwards is the writer of TravelMadMum.com. Her website shares experiences of exploring the world with both her husband and her three-year-old daughter, Esme. She's been clocking up the air miles since she was 10 weeks old. Karen's a nurse and says it's important that the family holiday is in malaria-free places. One of her family-friendly recommendations is Bali.
Beautiful beaches, amazing snorkeling and diving. It's got gorgeous rice paddies and mountains. The people are adorable and they just love children and they're really helpful.
Bali does attract younger Australians in the same way that the Spanish islands and resorts are popular with the British party crowd. But Karen says the family managed to avoid all of that.
I was really surprised at how you can escape that quite easily. There are sort of quite condensed areas where you will get a lot of Aussies that are there for that kind of holiday.
The town of Ubud in the centre of Bali attracts a bit of a hippie backpacking crowd.
There's a lot of yoga happening there and retreats, that kind of thing. I just loved all the little cafes and the general vibe there. But, you know, it is a little bit touristy, but it's very easy to escape that when you come off the main roads. You can wind down through beautiful rice paddies and it's completely like there's hardly anybody around and you might come across a person every once in a while.
The family stayed on an island called Nusa Lembongan, which lies off Bali's southeast coast. You reach it by taking a 30-minute boat journey. It's car-free, so your hotel might send a golf buggy to collect you.
I just had the most incredible sunset. The water was perfectly shallow for little children, so Esme could play around on the shore without getting knocked out by waves. And you know, you can just take like little water taxi out from there to see like turtles and manta rays, and it's just really fabulous.
Many visitors are drawn to the island for diving and snorkeling in the Coral Triangle.
So it's an area just off Nusa Lembongan near to Bali, main island, which has the most amazing coral reef, and it has apparently more species of fish and marine life than it does in the Great Barrier Reef, so you can see many, many things there.
Karen doesn't think that Nusa Lembongan will remain low-key.
It's less touristy than the other parts of Bali. There's not loads and loads of hotels there. There's a few, I would say. And I would say it's going to be somewhere in time that will become more built up and more touristy.
Karen always tries to keep insects away from the kids.
There's no malaria there, but there are risks like dengue, and now the new thing is obviously Zika as well. We're really, really cautious with like covering our little one with like a good bug repellent and having mosquito nets up at night time and citronella candles.
There's many more of Karen's family-friendly holiday tips online at travelmadmum.com.